Mexico is making it harder to import used cars from the U.S. There are hundreds of Mexican auto importers along the border whose livelihoods depend on moving America's rejects into Mexico. But Mexican customs agents have abruptly reduced their hours and the number of cars that they will let through, which has a lot of people angry. Monica Ortiz Uribe from the Fronteras desk at KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
A sorry parade of banged-up cars idle bumper-to-bumper near a remote border crossing outside El Paso. There's hundreds of them lined up farther than the eye can see. Some have smashed windshields and missing headlights, others dented hoods held shut by bungee cords. All are waiting to cross into Mexico.
Tengo ya 5 días queriendo importar aquella camioneta, aquellos dos vehículos.
I've been waiting 5 days to import these two cars, says Gerardo Roman. He's part of an entire economic sector along the border dedicated to the revival and resale of clunkers from the U.S. In the last decade, Mexico received more than 7 million used cars from north of the border. Backlog of these cars at ports of entry in California and Texas has sparked chaos. Last month in Ciudad Juarez, angry import salesmen blocked commercial traffic coming into Mexico for several hours. At a border crossing south of San Diego, the Tijuana Chamber of Commerce counted as many as 4,000 cars waiting to be imported. Customs is strangling commerce at the border for arbitrary reasons, says Eloisa Talavera. She's a Mexican congresswoman from the border state of Baja California. The head of Mexico's customs agency attributed the delays at the border to stricter inspections in an effort to crack down on illegal imports. Those are cars whose values are deliberately underestimated to evade taxes, or cars with fake emissions reports. But importers suspect customs officials of caving into pressure from Mexico's domestic auto manufacturing industry, whose sales lag behind the used car industry.
Es importante que convivan ambas actividades económicas.
These two industries must learn to coexist, says Talavera. While new car sales have remained relatively stagnant in the last decade, the automotive industry isn't necessarily suffering for it. On the contrary, Mexico is Latin America's number one auto exporter. Major brands like Ford, Nissan, and Toyota have factories there. In the last 5 years, Mexico exported 14 million cars, mostly to the U.S. Eduardo Solis is president of Mexico's Auto Manufacturers Association. He says the only pressure they're putting on Mexican authorities is to go after illegal car imports.
Es mucha la basura vehicular que nos llegó de Estados Unidos a través de certificados de emisiones falsos.
Too much trash from the U.S. ends up on our streets, Solis says. If a vehicle isn't fit to be driven in the U.S., he says, it shouldn't be allowed on Mexico's streets. At a neighborhood body shop in Juarez, a worker repaints an imported Chevy Silverado cherry red. Other cars in the shop still have registration stickers from Minnesota, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. One even has a bumper sticker for ex-presidential candidate Ben Carson.
Pues yo aquí tengo trabajando toda mi vida en esto de los carros, más de 20 años aquí.
Juan Flores is a second-generation salesman who's been selling U.S. imports for 20 years. He says they make car ownership a reality for low-wage Mexicans who don't have access to credit. But at the moment, sales are down. Mexico's peso is weak against the U.S. dollar right now, making his cars more expensive.
Pues ahorita estamos haciendo ahí milagros, estamos haciendo milagros.
We're trying to make miracles, he says. His used car shop is among dozens that line both sides of a major street in Juarez. In the coming months, representatives of auto importers from multiple border states hope to help legislators craft new laws that will better regulate the flow of used cars coming from the U.S. For Here and Now, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.